As was widely reported yesterday, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio said that she is considering a run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Republican Mel Martinez next year. Her comments came on the same day that the second major Democrat entered the primary. State Senator Dan Gelbert joins Miami area Congressman Kendrick Meek as the only declared candidates at this early stage. Iorio says several people have asked her to run after Florida Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink declined to run earlier this month. Bob Buckhorn is a former Tampa City Councilman who lost to Pam Iorio in the race for mayor of Tampa back in 2003. He says it's a good move for the mayor to consider.
I mean, clearly she comes to the table with some natural strengths. There obviously is a vacuum there with Alex Sink deciding not to run. The other candidates that have announced are all well-respected folks. Kendrick Meek, the congressman from Dade County, Dan Gelber, the state senator from, I believe, either Palm Beach or Broward County. But their reach and their influence and their name recognition is somewhat limited and barely extends beyond Palm Beach County. Pam brings to the table significant name recognition in the I-4 corridor. She could arguably make the case that she's actually run something in terms of a major metropolitan area. She's very, very popular. She's the only woman in the race so far. And so I think from her perspective, it's a seat that deserves the analysis that I know she'll give it.
Iorio's public musings come as her profile is receiving perhaps the greatest attention since her days as supervisor election for Hillsborough County during the 2000 presidential recount. As the leader of the host city of the Super Bowl, the mayor has been seen around town day and night and will appear on NBC's Today Show Thursday morning. But Bob Buckhorn, a political analyst for Bay News 9, doesn't think the mayor is using the increased media presence in Tampa this week as a reason why she's admitting to thinking of entering the race. He believes the mayor is sincere in thinking she could fill a vacuum in the race left after CFO Alex Sink declined to run.
You have to jump on opportunities like this quickly before folks get locked up and committed to other candidates. So I think, in essence, what she is saying is, I'm interested, I'm looking. Those of you who might be inclined to support me, please don't do anything. Keep your powder dry until I'm able to make a decision. She obviously does not have a political infrastructure statewide. She has, in fact, studiously avoided partisan politics over the years. Now, in a partisan race, in a race of this magnitude, that may be something she's going to have to overcome. But right now, she is widely respected as an apolitical, nonpartisan office holder in the I-4 corridor. None of these other candidates have any strength beyond Palm Beach, Dade, or Broward County. And in a general election, it takes somebody who can play north of Tampa to win the race. The problem for those types of candidates is getting out of the primary where the bulk of the votes come from South Florida.